Each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia. And joining us again this morning is Sean Gorman. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
We have two items to ask you about, recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. One about a comment by Governor Bob McDonnell, in which he said, quote, "It's been 4.5 years since the United States Senate passed a budget." Now, you found out his timing may have been off on that, right?
Yeah, McDonnell's office, to support this, his office pointed to a September 2012 article from PolitiFact Tennessee, which gave a reading of true to a claim that Senator Bob Corker had made that the U.S. Senate had failed to pass a budget in more than 3 years. And that article noted that at that point, the Senate hadn't passed a budget since April 29th of 2009. But things have changed since that article was published last year. On March 23rd of this year, the Senate passed a $3.7 trillion budget in a close vote. And the Senate's spending blueprint differed from a $3.5 trillion budget plan that passed the House 3 days earlier. And that House measure significantly cut entitlements and deficits over the coming decade. Efforts to send the Senate and House spending plans to a conference committee to hash out differences between the two proposals haven't been successful. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is McDonnell's information is out of date. The Senate passed a budget in March, so he rated his claim false.
All right. Now, the other item involves Ken Cuccinelli, the attorney general and Republican candidate for governor in Virginia. And he said his Democratic opponent, Terry McAuliffe, has, quote, "threatened to shut down Virginia's government if his budget plan," that is McAuliffe's budget plan, "is not supported." You checked out the facts on that claim. What did you find?
Well, Cuccinelli's campaign pointed to several instances in the past couple months in which McAuliffe says he won't sign a state budget unless it includes a plan to expand Medicaid rules under the federal health care reform law. But what would happen if a governor simply refuses to sign a budget? A.E. Dick Howard, a University of Virginia law professor, said that when a governor takes no action on a budget, it automatically becomes law after a certain time period. And according to the Virginia state constitution, the governor has 7 days to sign the budget if he receives it while the General Assembly is still in session, and 30 days to sign it if the legislature is not in session. Even if McAuliffe's vow not to sign the budget was carried out, it would not shut down state government because the budget would automatically become law without his signature. So we rated Cuccinelli's claim false.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check the facts every Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Wayne.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Okay, sure thing. Bye.